Welcome back to our Bonusa pregame show. Joining me, the head coach of the BSU Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And first of all, coach, congrats on another 3 points in league play.
Thanks, Kelly. Like we've said all along, anytime you can put three on the win column, that really helps. And we knew it was going to be a battle, and St. Cloud certainly gave us everything we could handle.
It's never easy winning on the road, especially here with the Olympic ice. Took your team a little bit to adjust, but about halfway through the first period, looks like they got used to the ice.
Yeah, it does present some unique challenges. Just there's just so much space out there, and sometimes it's just little things, but they get positioned wrong defensively, and sometimes you won't go to the net because there's just so much room. You just see this vast space. But I thought for the most part we did a pretty decent job. But there's certainly areas that we can improve on.
Your team certainly has had some confidence since that Minnesota series over a month and a half ago, and it's just carried on. There is a lot to be said for confidence, especially a big-time win like that one coming through the rest of the season.
Oh, no question. Teams learn how to win. And, when you haven't had much success, you start having some, you build up a belief, and so you go into games just believing that you can find a way. And we've been able to be successful in a variety of ways. And last night we kind of termed it an ugly win, but the bottom line is the girls found a way to get the job done.
Well, your top line didn't get a lot of offense last night. Obviously, that's where St. Cloud State was concentrating on. Your line, though, of Huber, Grenier, and Moore definitely stepped up to the plate. It makes your opponents have a tougher job trying to, concentrate on just one big-time player.
Oh, no question. Although Steph's, I think Tugi did wind up with an assist, but their line generated opportunities. Excuse me. It wasn't like they were completely shut down. They certainly had opportunities. But last night it was Hannah's line to finish, and even the Miller's line with Kelly and Wavoda generated some chances. And anytime you get scoring from your defense, that helps too. So we got two goals from our defense. But it was nice to see Hannah's line contribute. It was great to see that first goal because she's down on her hands and knees, smacking the puck in the net right in the crease, and that's what we call a greasy goal, and that was a big one for us at the time because it tied the game and it just fired up the bench, and we kind of carried went from there.
Your team's also been really good at keeping the lead. 7-0 after the first, 10-0 after the second. What's been kind of the secret to maintaining that and being able to finish?
Well, I give credit to the girls. They're going out there, they're playing with poise in those situations. Obviously it helps to have Brittany in your net because she's certainly there to bail you out if you make mistakes. And again, it's just having confidence, playing with the lead. They're used to it. They realize that we don't want to really change anything. We just got to be smart and make good decisions. And puck management becomes a real priority. But they're the ones out there, executing on the ice. And they're doing a real good job.
Your team already has 11 wins a season. That's the same wins that the Beavers had all of last season. It kind of sets you up for even more success when you know that you've outdone what happened last year.
Well, we're going to take it one at a time, Kelly. And obviously, we're certainly pleased with where we're sitting right now. But today is another opportunity. And we want to, every time we get these opportunities, we want to take advantage. And that's another thing this team has done a real good job at, as they've been focused and no one's trying to look too far down the road. Right now our focus is on today's game, and we want to be the best we can be today and see if we can't get three more.
I'm going to say this. I've thoroughly enjoyed the speeches that you give on the bus as we get ready to head into every game. But I know I asked Christine Grenier last night about those speeches, and she actually said that coach was the biggest contributor of our success because of your positive attitude and motivation. It's got to make you feel good that your girls are actually listening to what you're saying each day.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, Kelly. But it doesn't really matter what I say. It's really their performance on the ice, and that's what we keep trying to reinforce. I talk about opportunities and things like that. But it's really once that puck drops, it's their performance on the ice, and that's what's been. Has been so gratifying is they're playing hard, they're playing for each other, and it's just nice to see them have success because then you see that building in the locker room. You just see, they're having a lot of fun. There's nothing like being successful in a team sport, and when you are, you really have to enjoy it because it's just it's a challenging business. Everybody you play is going to be good. The wins are hard to come by, so we want to enjoy it and just kind of keep going forward.
What do you guys need to do to get a win here?
Well, I think there's a number of areas. We kind of just watching the film back, you know, we thought that maybe St. Cloud is a little better in some of the harder areas than we were last night, and a lot of those were just one-on-one battles, and those are areas we can be better at. You know, we can make smarter decisions with the puck. I thought there was times where we could have used the boards and chipped it by people and then skated into the area because, again, there's so much space out there. And those are areas I think we can do better at. And I think we can do a better job defensively protecting the middle. Just things like that. But the bottom line is if the effort is there, if the battle level's there, if all those things are there, then like we talk about, the scoreboard is going to take care of itself. There's no guarantees, but you're always going to have a chance.
Good luck today, Coach. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly. Appreciate it.